In the U.S., COVID-19 was the leading cause of death in 20 U.S. states last month. By Emily Chikor. A grim new milestone shows the continued impact of coronavirus in the United States as 20 states saw COVID-19 become the leading cause of death amid a third wave of cases. The third wave has seen cases of the novel virus soar to record rates amid the pandemic, with an influx of hospitalizations and rising death tolls quickly following. In the first week of December, the U.S. reported 3 days of record deaths, but data compiled by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, illustrated a fatal trend across nearly half the United States. In the first 3 weeks of November, CDC data showed COVID-19 as the leading cause of death in 20 states as well as Puerto Rico. Those states, Arkansas, Colorado, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and Wisconsin are all seeing some of the most severe and persistent outbreak resurgences in the United States right now. Indiana, Minnesota, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, and Utah were among several states, alongside Alaska and Rhode Island, that recorded the highest increase in COVID-19 cases per capita last week compared with the rest of the country. The CDC, which releases weekly state-specific statistics that record deaths and their respective causes, places those attributed to COVID-19 into two categories. The first categorizes COVID-19 as one of multiple causes that preceded an individual's passing, while the second lists it as a death primary underlying cause. Heart disease and cancer are among the most common causes of death in the United States, and data shows the same is true when deaths are evaluated on a state-by-state basis. In addition to states where COVID-19 was the principal cause of death last month, fatalities recorded elsewhere confirm the virus's grave and significant consequences. The CDC data shows it was the leading cause of death in Kentucky, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Texas, and Wyoming for 2 of the first 3 weeks of November.